One of President Biden's final foreign policy decisions in the White House to remove Cuba from the state sponsor of terrorism list is igniting criticism from both sides of the aisle. Sources tell the Associated Press senior Biden administration officials who previewed the plan say dozens of political prisoners and others considered by the U.S. to be unjustly detained would be released by the end of the Biden administration at noon on January 20th. The Catholic Church has been negotiating with Cuba's communist-run government to facilitate the prisoner release. The plan would also ease some economic pressure on Cuba, as well as a 2017 memorandum issued by then-President Donald Trump toughening U.S. position toward Cuba. Republican officials are criticizing Biden's choice, with South Florida Representative Maria Elvira Salazar saying Cuba is a leading sponsor of terrorism, harboring, training, and enabling Hamas, Hezbollah, and other terrorist enemies of the U.S. It's embarrassing because Blinken, as you know, in the House Foreign Affairs Committee, told me repeatedly that he was not thinking of taking Cuba off the list of terrorist countries. And now he called my office and said that Biden, directly from the office, that he had to take Cuba off the list, Salazar said. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz released a statement saying, in part, these moves do incredible damage to American national security and send a message to our adversaries that they can rely on outgoing Democrat administrations and wait out pressure from Republican administrations to continue engaging in terrorism and other aggression against Americans. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis condemned the decision. The Biden administration continues on its quest to leave as much wreckage behind on its way out the door as possible, DeSantis said. Florida's Democratic Party is also criticizing Biden's decision, with Democratic Party Chair Nikki Fried releasing a statement on X. While any return of political prisoners from the clutches of communist Cuba is cause for celebration, the regime's treatment of the Cuban people continues to be one of the biggest human rights violations of the last century. New York Democratic Representative Richie Torres disagrees with the administration's decision as well, posting to X. Do the majority of Cuban Americans support the removal of Cuba, an adversary of the U.S., from the list of state sponsors of terrorism? If the answer is no, then why is the Biden administration unnecessarily alienating Cuban Americans? However, Minnesota Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar applauds the decision, saying in a statement, I welcome the Biden administration's steps to remove Cuba from the state sponsor of terrorism list, a long overdue action that will help normalize relations with our neighbor. The move probably won't last, though, with President-elect Trump's team likely to reverse the decision. His choice for Secretary of State Marco Rubio has backed punitive measures against the island's government. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo designated Cuba as a state sponsor of terrorism in January 2021, saying Cuba hadn't followed through on commitments it made to President Obama in 2015. Cuba was one of just four nations designated as state sponsors of terrorism, along with North Korea, Iran, and Syria.